Proverbs 5, verses 1 through 14. My son, attend unto my wisdom, and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil, but her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. Lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life, her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Hear me now, therefore, O ye children, and depart not from the words of my mouth. Remove thy way far from her, and come not nigh the door of her house, lest thou give thine honor unto others, and thy years unto the cruel. Lest strangers be filled with thy wealth, and thy labors be in the house of a stranger. And thou mourn at the last, when thy flesh and thy body are consumed, and say, How have I hated instruction, and my heart despised reproof, and have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined mine ear to them that instructed me. I was almost in all evil in the midst of the congregation and assembly. Oh, child of God, how we need to attend to God's wisdom. How we need to bow our ears to His understanding. How we need to regard what He teaches, and that our lips would keep and speak His knowledge. How we need His Word and His Spirit to guide us in the path of life. Because there are many strange doctrines out there, and many seducing spirits. There are many strange churches and religions out there. And the lips of a strange woman, they drop as an honeycomb. Her mouth is smoother than oil. Oh, it sounds so good. It feels so good. It appeals to the natural senses. But the Lord tells us the truth, that her end is bitter as a wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell. And what she does is she never wants you to be still and ponder the path of life. So her ways are movable. Always changing, always shifting, always something new, always something different, so that you can never be still and know the way of the Lord. Listen, children of God. Hearken to God's word. Remove your way far from any church or religion that is not holding you to the true Word of God, that is not patiently continuing in the Word of the Lord. Anyone that's just giving smooth sayings and it feels good and prophesying smooth things and prosperity and blessings and it's all good and it feels good, remove your way far from her and come not near the door of her house. Because if you don't, you're going to give your honor to others, and you're going to give years of your life to cruel people. People who flatter strangers and make them feel so good, those are usually very cruel people. They are cruel to their own. And they will gladly take any fresh new blood and use you for their own gain. They have no problem using you and your service for years and years so that they can get wealthy, so that they can be made rich, so that they can get the advantage. Don't go near them. Don't have any part of them. Because in the end, you'll mourn and you'll weep when you realize that you've been used and abused and turned from the way of the Lord. You'll cry out and say, how have I hated instruction? How have my heart despised reproof? Because you've been warned. Oh, listen. There's many assemblies and congregations out there that are full of evil. Don't be part of them. This is why you must learn from God's wisdom. You must learn His understanding. Because if you love the true God and His wisdom, when you come across these smooth prophets and these smooth sayings and these prosperity preachers, you will know that they are not of God and they are not speaking the things of God. And you will actually hate their doctrine because it is so against God's wisdom and His understanding. But if you don't know God's wisdom, if you won't lay hold of it and seek it as treasure and search for it as silver, if you're just looking for easy and smooth and feel good and make yourself feel good, oh, you'll be seduced by the strange woman. But remember, her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell, lest thou shouldest ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable, that thou canst not know them. Proverbs 5, verses 1 through 14.